Hey, it's Malcolm Brown. I'm on Totally the Patriots. You better tune in.
Another week, another win. The Pats are back home, and we're back for another week of Totally Patriots. Coming up, what keeps the Patriots pushing for the end zone? Persistence. And Professor Fritz shows us how it works and how they do that.
If you want to win, you got to resist and persist.
Plus,
knock, knock.
Find out why Cameron Fleming shouldn't quit his day job as he clowns around on Tilted.
Don't cry, it's just a joke.
And what's it like getting a call from Bill Belichick?
Oh, hey, Malcolm, Coach Belichick here. How you doing?
Hear from the Patriots' first pick on Pat's Chat.
Bill on the phone, and I was like, what? What was that?
The Pats are calling. Will you answer? Totally Patriots starts now.
Totally Patriots. Totally Patriots.
Welcome to Totally Patriots. So Ashley, first road game of the season out of the way. The guys are looking good. They're gelling together. I love that.
I couldn't agree more. A lot of guys starting to find their roles, including first round draft pick Malcolm Brown.
That's right. We got him in the confessional right now. It's time for this week's audible.
Malcolm Brown, defensive tackle, came from the University of Texas, and you know, I have a family, a wife, two kids, and one on the way. I'm a little boy. Got drafted this year, first round. Great guy. I like to play, like to have fun. So my daughter, my youngest daughter, Maya, she just learned how to, like, I'd be like, like you try to hand her something. So she'll come up to me with something in her hand and say, and she'll hand it to me. And then I hand it back, and I try to take it, and she does it again, but she won't give it to me. So when I take it, she'll start crying. And I give it to her, she just throw it on the ground. And it's like, what's the point of you trying to play with me? Like, you just want to be selfish and just take it. So that's something she does all the time. And she's just a little character. My oldest daughter, too, like, I just walk upstairs. And I'll be walking around to the stairs, and she'll be sliding down on her butt, just sliding down each stair. And she just look at me and be like, what? I'll be like, what you doing? So... yeah, both of them are some little characters. I was real bad. I mean, I used to always get whoopings and stuff from my mom. Just happens. I don't know. I just was real bad in class. Like, I had the mindset, like, I just don't care. I mean, you know, I already know I'm getting in trouble. So at some point, it was just like, you know, I go in there and just get whooping on my own. So you didn't have to tell me to be like, I'm not going to go to the room and get the whooping. It'd be like, okay, I know I'm going, you know. I know the routine. As I grew, I started getting better. And I started getting, like, I just started knowing, like, the right and wrong things to do, and, you know, I just stay out of trouble since I'm Malcolm Brown, and that's my confession.
With two small kids at home, Malcolm's got to be able to answer all sorts of questions. Why is the sky blue? Where do footballs come from? You name it, he's got to know. Or what happens when you give the microphone to the students from Mansfield High? Let's find out right now. The rookie is in the hot seat, and it's time for Pat's Chat.
Totally Patriots.
And now, give it up for Malcolm Brown.
Why'd you decide to enter the draft early?
I was in between the coming back and leaving. And I was talking to my head coach, and he was just like, you don't want to come back and have a bad season. Injuries, and, you know, they might game plan for me, so I could end up having another bad season on my last year. I would have a low draft pick then if I was coming off another bad season. So, you know, they decided, and me and my wife decided that I should come out.
What's the biggest difference between Texas and New England?
It's a profession now instead of college. When I'm guaranteed playing, I got guaranteed like 4 or 5 years. If I were to register, I'd have 5 years. Here, it's more of a business. You're not guaranteed anything. Either you're going to produce or you're not, and you're going to be sent at home. I just knew that I had to come here and work. I've never had a problem working in my career. So I just know I'm going to come here and put in work every day. My coaches that already talked to me about the situation and that you could be here one day and be gone the next. So I already had the mindset coming in to the NFL to produce and, you know, play my best.
What was it like moving your whole family up to New England?
It was a hassle because, you know, I was already up here and just trying to have a little infant on a plane and a little five-year-old that's active and just hyper all the time. Being on a plane all day, you know, it's kind of like going through airports and stuff. It was kind of like real hard because it's hard on my wife because she's pregnant again. Me, I'm like, you know, just get there and, you know, get in the house and we'll be good. Put her to sleep or something, you know. Don't just let her cry on the plane and don't let Raina just run up and down the aisles and stuff like that.
What does it feel like when you get the call that knowing you've been drafted?
Well, at first, they were like, you're going to be a high-round draft pick. Not necessarily high, but like mid-first round. So I was simply waiting on the mid-first round. That's what they had told me. So towards the end, I was just like, man, I'm not going to get drafted today. I'm going second round. It's okay. It's all good. It's still second round, you know. I'm just wait. So I had done mine back at home, my family, and we were all in one room. And I actually left out the room. And when it sat outside with like some of my brothers and my cousins and stuff. And I was sitting up there talking to him and I got a phone call and I was like, and it was like a number that I have saved. So I was like, who's this? And I picked it up, you know. I answered and I was like, hello? And I put Bill on the phone. And I was like, what? What was that? So then I'm like, man, this is like unreal. Cause this has been a lifelong dream. You know, I've been dreaming about that. I've been watched some NFL when I was little. So. You know, I always had the dream of being to the NFL, and now that the dream is coming true, it was like, man, this is about to be real. So I didn't cry or anything, but, you know, I had the biggest smile on my face. I was just, like, so happy, you know, that I actually got picked up and I got the opportunity to try to make a team in the NFL.
Coming up on Totally Patriots.
100 horse-sized ducks. No, ducks, what? Hold on, say that again.
The crazy would you rather question he answers in Totally Challenge. Plus.
Most embarrassing moment. I don't know if I want to share this one on TV.
He does, and it's next on Tilted.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bose, the official sound of the Patriots. By Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, count us in. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
How do you connect Jaguars' Julius Thomas and Patriots punter Ryan Allen? Julius Thomas was teammates on the Broncos with Eric Decker. Decker is married to country singer Jesse James, who co-hosts the show Redneck Island with Stone Cold Steve Austin. Austin used to wrestle against Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who played football at Miami with offensive coordinator Larry Coker. Coker coached UTSA against Louisiana Tech, and punter Ryan Allen. And that's your 6 degrees.
So I cannot lie. I love me some Eric Decker and Jesse James. Definitely one of my favorite couples. Hashtag relationship goals, everybody. Awesome connections, but I have another really good one for you. So the Tiger Woods went to Stanford, as well as Pat's very own Cameron Fleming. Let's see what else these two have in common. It's time for Tilted.
Most embarrassing moment. Whew. I don't know if I want to share this one on TV. trying to think. Oh, I guess when I was in high school, we had to wash our own clothes. And so I washed me and my cousin's clothes because we lived together. And one day I forgot to, I guess I put too much soap in them or something like that. So like when we started sweating, the soap started kind of like foaming out of my pads and stuff like that. So it was like, I was running around with like soap foam all over me halfway, I mean, all the way through practice. So that was pretty gross and embarrassing. The most, I probably use Instagram. Oh, nope, that's a lie. Snapchat the most is my most used social media. I usually snap where I am or something like that, or snap like what I'm doing. Like if I'm going golfing, I'll snap golfing or something along those lines. There's a couple par threes where I've made it on the green, so that's my Tiger Woods moment. I gotta, you know, us both being Stanford guys, I gotta channel him a lot, wear the red polo and the red hat out there, getting like, especially if it's Sunday, you know, you gotta channel your Tiger. Missed most from home? The food, obviously. I really do miss the food from back home. The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas. That's all I'm gonna give you. Knock, knock. Who's there? Boo. Boo-hoo. Don't cry, it's just a joke. It works better when there's two people on screen. Favorite superhero? I'd have to say Green Lantern. I like Green Lantern a lot. He has a cool power. I mean, I don't know if he necessarily deserves it, but he just has it and he uses it, so I gotta respect him for that.
It takes a lot of practice to golf like Tiger Woods or to be in the NFL. Persistence pays off. It's like the saying goes, if at first you don't succeed, try and try again. Just keep trying. We know it's worked for Professor Fritz. Let's find out how it can work for you right now and how they do that.
Hi, I'm Professor Fritz. I've realized in my pursuit of perfection, no matter what obstacles I face, I can never give up. That's called persistence, and no football player is complete without it. Persistence is when you continue to do something, even when doing it becomes challenging or difficult. And the best way to be persistent is to make your actions into habits. Let's go back to the brain. We've already mentioned how neuroplasticity can rewire your neural networks and how through repetition you can strengthen them. By using this basic model, we can condition ourselves to make our actions into habits. Psychologists call it habit loop, and it consists of three parts: the cue or trigger, the routine, and the reward. The cue is what sets the habit in motion. The routine is the action you're doing, and the reward is what you get from performing the routine. Persistence is fueled by motivation, the scientific theory that explains human behavior. In other words, why you do what you do. Your actions are in pursuit of some kind of reward, and the anticipation of that reward is motivation. It is what gets you to perform better on and off the field. Motivation is broken down into two types, intrinsic and extrinsic. Intrinsic motivation comes from within. You do something because it makes you happy or you feel better about yourself. Extrinsic motivation comes from outside sources, praise, awards, and sometimes even money. A river cuts through rock, not because of its power, but because of persistence. Persistence is the key ingredient in becoming a champion. The power of persistence is very strong and often underestimated. If you want to win in the end, you have to resist the thought that I can't do that. If you want to win, you got to resist and persist. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we persist. Yeah, it rhymes. So?
Still to come.
I'm a lazy person off the field. So, like, I do the minimum of everything.
He tells us how he really wants to travel.
If I ain't got to walk anywhere, I'm not going to walk.
And who man cleans up on the field? Find out what he used to clean up off of it.
Pretty gross.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam. Pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Patriots.
Totally Facts, Jacksonville. Did you know Jacksonville was originally called Cowper because of the cattle herded across the St. John's River?
Cowper, huh? Can't lie, I kind of like that one. I wonder if they've ever gone cow tipping, though. I have not personally. My friends have, and they say it's very messy and very tough. But you want to know what else is tough? Totally Challenge. Let's go back to the hall and see if Mr. Malcolm Brown is up for the test.
Malcolm Brown, are you ready for Totally Challenge?
So, would you rather fight one duck-sized horse or 100 horse-sized ducks?
100 horse-sized ducks. No, ducks, what? Hold on. Say that again.
One duck-sized horse or 100 horse-sized ducks.
The mini little horses. That's the ones I would rather do. I could just kick them out the way.
Truth or dare?
True.
Have you ever tried to sneak in somewhere when you were late, like a practice or meeting?
Yeah, I have. I just tried to run in. We had to do vibraflex for practice. And I already knew I was late. I came out to film, out to practice on time, but they had sent me back in to do it. And when they were stretching, they had just came across and I was coming up the stairs, so I had to run back out and try to join back in with them. Well, I was trying to mention the coaches that seen me, but they already knew I was late because I missed walkthrough. So it was like irrelevant for me to like try to sneak in, but I tried to anyways. So I got a fine for being late for practice.
How much was the fine?
What was that, $1,000-some? What was it, two? I don't know.
So would you rather be able to fly or be able to turn invisible?
Fly. I wouldn't drive anywhere. I wouldn't walk anywhere. I'll fly all day if I could. Like, I'm a lazy person off the field. So, like, I do the minimum of everything. So, if I ain't got to walk anywhere, I'm not going to walk. So, I like to save my energy for the field. So, if I could fly, that'd be great.
Michael Holman, Illinois, from Bloomington, Illinois. My first job was a janitor at a hair salon. We cleaned it at the end of the week and just pretty much sweeping up hair and cleaning bathrooms, all the not-so-fun stuff. The worst part of the job is probably cleaning up the hair anywhere you can imagine it, bathrooms and all. It's pretty gross. Being young and getting paid, that's probably the best part.
Your rookie year, they say, is like your first year of law school. It's not very fun. You got to deal with a little bit of everything. You got to deal with veterans doing their little tedious works, and you know, you got to adjust to the game that's a lot faster than it was in college and high school. So I mean, you're adjusting to all these new things, and you're overwhelmed a little bit because last year I was a student just like you guys. So you know, it's tough, but that's the biggest part about it.
Man, what a difference 6 years can make.
Crazy. He's rocking the scruff now, but I think either way, it doesn't really matter. The ladies love them some Edelman.
They do. They love the scruff, too. If I was man enough to grow scruff, I mean a scruff.
Yeah.
Maybe when I grow up.
Yeah, we'll get there.
That'll do it for this week's Totally Patriots. Thanks for chilling with us. And before we go, we're going to count down the top sacks from our big win against the Bills.
We'll see you next week.
Shotgun snap to Taylor with a shoulder shimmy back up to the pocket. He's under pressure, and Dante Hightower with a hit, and then he's leveled by two more defenders. Shotgun snap, an extra rusher for the Patriots. Pressure applied. Taylor steps up. He steps back, and then he goes down. Sacked inside the 20 by Chandler Jones. snap to Tyrod Taylor. Four-man rush. He's under pressure. He backs up. Down he goes. Second sack of the day for Chandler Jones. Push coming from his right, and down he goes. He's going to be sacked again. And eventually, Chandler Jones willing his way to the quarterback. That's a third sack today. Cassidy's back in the pocket. It's collapsing, and so is he. Brought down in the end zone by Jamie Collins. They're going to rule the sack just inside the one.